Blog Talk Radio.
Shall not fear no man but God, though I walk through the valley of death. Back in elementary, I thrived on misery. Left me alone, I grew up amongst a dying breed. Inside my mind, couldn't find a place to rest until I got that thug life tatted on my chest. Tell me, can you feel me? I'm not living in the past, you wanna laugh. Be the first to blast, remember Cato. No longer with the seat, deceased, calling the sirens. Seen them murdered in the streets, now rest in peace. Is there heaven for a G? Remember me. So many homies in the cemetery, said so many things. I suffered through the years and said so many things. Lord, I lost so many tears and shed so many tears. Now that I'm struggling in this business by any means, label me greedy, getting green, but seldom seen. And fuck the world, cause I'm cursed. I'm having visions of leaving here in the hearse. God, can you feel me? Take me away from all the pressure and all the pain. Show me some happiness again. I'm going blind. I spend my time in the cell, ain't living well. I know my destiny is hell, but did I fail? My life is in denial, and when I die, baptized in eternal fire, shed so many tears. Lord, I suffered through the years and shed so many tears. Lord, I lost so many tears and shed so many tears. Now I'm lost and I'm weary, so many tears. I'm suicidal, so don't stand near me. My every move is a calculated step to bring me closer to embracing early death. Now there's nothing left. There was no mercy on the streets, I couldn't rest. I'm barely standing, about to go to peace and screaming peace. And though my soul was deleted, I couldn't see it. I had my mind full of demons trying to break free. They planted seeds and they hatched, sparking the flame inside my brain like a match. Such a dirty game, no memories, just the misery. Painting a picture of my enemies killing me in my sleep. Will I survive till the moan and to see the sun? Please Lord forgive me for my sins, cause here I come. Lord, I suffered through the years and shed so many tears. God, I lost so many tears. And Lord knows I tried. Been a witness to homicide, drive-by, taking lives, little kids die. Wonder why as I walk by, broken-hearted as I glance at the chalk line, getting high. This ain't the life for me, I wanna change, but ain't no future right for me. I'm stuck in the game, I'm trapped inside a maze. See the Tangeray influence me, they're getting crazy, bitch, you're losing lately. I've been really wanting babies, so I can see a part of me that wasn't always shady. Don't trust my lady, cause she's a product of this poison. I'm hearing noises, think she's fucking on my boys, can't take no more. I'm falling to the floor, begging for the Lord to let me into heaven's door. Shed so many tears. Lord, I lost so many years and shed so many tears. I lost so many tears and shed so many tears.
Let's take them to church. The homeboys. Let's go out to my homeboy Snoop.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right, guys.
It's Royalty, Royalty, Royalty to all. Thank you all for tuning in to another podcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio, guys. And this is, well, this is Enhancing Awareness Radio, and the podcast is going to be Royal Rising Information, right? So it's going to be either, well, yeah, all of it is going to be information that you can choose, lectures, information. So, yeah, Royal Rising Information. There we go. That's the name of it. So the Royal Rising is going to be weekly pop-ups, okay? So that's how it's going to be, that Royal Rising Information is going to be weekly pop-ups where I pop in and just share some information. Now, I have not got too deep into the hurricane as far as everybody. Shout out to everybody that's in Florida. You know, we put coverings over you, you know, that you and your families are safe and your families are protected through this hurricane season. You know, if you need to get out of there, get out of there. You know what I mean? I'm pretty sure that there will be, go to our Facebook group, guys. As if I get any type of resources, you know, or anything to help you guys, I would definitely put it in our Facebook group. So be sure that you join our Facebook. You can just type in Enhancing Awareness Radio, and it's a Facebook group, and you'll see it, guys. It's yeah, you'll see it. So do that. And what else? Oh, yeah, this is Brother Dreamwise, you know, Dreamwise on Facebook. The YouTube link will be in the show notes, guys, so you can go ahead and subscribe to the channel. The YouTube channel is going to be D-R-A-Wise, The Healing. So this lecture is entitled Spiritual Meaning of Natural Disasters and How to Prepare for What's to Come. I did research years ago on hurricanes, and, you know, to come find out, you know, could it be that everything is natural and everything is spiritual? You know, we think of these natural events, you know, because it's an inconvenience. You know, a lot of it is created. Some of it is created, but some is just a possibility. Is some of it, you know, natural? You know what I'm saying? So we know Florida and New Orleans and all these places that are by water, you know, are possibly bound to get hit with some type of, quote, natural disaster. I don't know. We're just probing just to see, you know, could these things be spiritual? So this lecture is about 2 hours long. So I have not listened to it either, but I love hearing different people's perspective. That's what we do. That's what we do here at Ear, is we, you know, get different people's perspectives. You know what I'm saying? We don't want to be talking all the time to hear ourselves talk, but we want to also listen and get, you know, different perspectives. So here we are, guys. I have not heard this, but I like to learn and sit on the couch with y'all and grow, okay? So here it is, guys. Let's see, and then I'll be back. I'll probably be in and out to talk and discuss, but I'll be back to close out. Well, to summarize what my thoughts of this lecture was and to close out. All right, guys.
What is up? Your girl is back with another one. Hey, hey. Hey to everybody that is hopping on rather quickly. You're not wasting no time. Hey to y'all. Peace, peace, peace. Listen, today we're going to be talking about spiritual preparation. Spiritually preparing for the chaos that is already taking place. You know, we got natural disasters happening right now, from earthquakes to hurricanes to just, you know, quote unquote a recession. There's just a lot going on. And so today I want to talk about the spiritual meaning of those things. What does it mean spiritually, and how do we actually prepare for all of this stuff? So that's what we're going to be talking about today. Let me get y'all to come on in the room, say hey, peace, Rob, G Moore, who else is over here on Instagram? Say hey so I can see exactly who you are. I want to say hey to you directly, peace, peace, peace. Peace, love, and be over here on YouTube. On YouTube, y'all say what's up so I can know who's in the building. Peace, peace, peace. Listen, you know, as a Estonian. Hey, what's up, sis? Long time no see. What's up, Add a Little Sugar? I love that name. I love that name. What's up, Divine Zoe? What's up, The Muscle Guru? What's up, family? Listen, we have hurricanes happening in Florida, earthquakes that have just taken place in Mexico. I believe Puerto Rico has been affected with some stuff. I know Cuba has been affected with some stuff. And I think it's so important for us as spiritual people, right, as spiritual people having a human experience, I think it's so important for us to understand what these natural disasters are really, right? I live in Houston, Houston born and raised. And when I tell y'all, we've experienced some stuff. We've experienced some stuff. Like hurricanes is mostly the thing that happens here in Houston. And it's no joke. But I've learned a few things in the many hurricanes that I've experienced. And I just want y'all to know that everything has a spiritual meaning. Everything has a spiritual essence. And there's a way that you can actually prepare yourself for what's to come and prepare yourself for what's happening in this moment. I am Infinite Being all the way in Florida. I hope that you remain safe. I'm glad that you are on here right now because we're going to be talking about what the meaning of all of this is and how you can get in alignment, right? Divine Zoe said, when all of these natural disasters are basically happening, it's a sign of the end time. But I'll be questioning if the world could really end. That's a great question to have. Peace, Stellar Jewel. Peace, love. Peace, all y'all. So here's the thing. When we are experiencing, this is so juicy, when the world, right, when these certain locations, we think New Orleans, we think Houston, we think Florida, we think all of the stuff that has happened, Cuba, Puerto Rico, even in Thailand, when they experience these tsunamis and they experience these monsoons and we experience all this chaos, a lot, what's really happening is what I like to call a tower moment. If you know anything about the tarot, if you know anything about spiritual divination, spiritually, there's always a moment where things have to come crashing down, things have to be destroyed in order for you to rise up, in order for a new way of living, a new way of being, a new earth to be created, right? A lot of times, whenever we're experiencing these natural disasters, however they come, right? And don't get it twisted. A natural disaster doesn't just have to be a hurricane. It doesn't just have to be a tornado. It doesn't just have to be an earthquake. It doesn't just have to be those things. But natural disasters can be when you, within your personal life, within your being, when you feel like you are in a state of chaos, when you feel like you have no control, when you feel like everything in your life is just moving so fast and you don't feel very grounded. You don't feel very rooted in who you are and within your life, okay? And so those moments, those tower moments, right, where you just feel like you don't have any control. You feel like you're being pushed. You're being stretched. You're being extended. You're being put in uncomfortable situations. Those moments are for your growth and evolution. Whenever we are seeing and experiencing these natural disasters, what is really happening on a spiritual level is that the specific places that it is happening in are being cleansed, purged, and purified. And that needs to happen. That needs to happen because a lot of times there are spiritual blockages. Let's just call it what it is. A lot of times there are spiritual blockages, meaning there are things that you cannot see that are at play that are blocking you or that are blocking a location, that are blocking a certain geographical region, that are blocking you from getting to where you got to go. So the storm has to come. The hurricane has to come. The tornado has to come. The earthquake has to come. All of these things have to come to shake up your foundation so that you destroy the way that you've been living, destroy the way that you've been existing so that you can be and rise up and align with who you truly are, right? A lot of times you are experiencing a spiritual blockage or a natural disaster because you're really not in alignment with the Most High. You're not in alignment with the divine. You're not in alignment with what is really good for your being. And a lot of times, family, when you don't face these challenges, when you don't create challenges within your own life, when you don't push yourself to stretch and go beyond, right, what you've been used to, when you don't do that, the universe, God, the divine, nature, life itself, will shake up your reality to get you to where you have to go. Okay? And so you got to get spiritually prepared, because you can be collateral damage. Okay? You may live in a place, you know, in Houston. I've been through many hurricanes, many natural disasters. I mean, I remember being a kid. Lights out for days. I remember it was a hurricane that happened shortly after Hurricane Katrina. I've been in so many. It's amazing, right? That's one thing that when you live in Houston, when you live near the coast, right, you're going to experience some of those things, like locations, right? It's so funny. Like, Dream and I were having a conversation. I believe it was with Dream, but we were talking about why certain things happen in certain places, because we were on Amazon. We were on Amazon Prime. You know, we were watching that movie about the kids who were in Thailand, and they went inside a cave. Did y'all see that movie? The kids in Thailand, they went inside a cave on this little boy's birthday. They were a soccer team. They went inside the cave because they're exploring. This cave is a part of their world. It's a part of their life, like, right? Like, if you live near a cave, if you live near a physical phenomena, right, a divine structure, right, if you live near that, you're going to want to explore it. The same way, like, if you live near a beach or if you live near Stone Mountain, you are going to want to climb that mountain, or you're going to want to go to the beach, because these creations, these supernatural creations, are just amazing, and it makes you realize how divine life is, right? When you go into these places, you go to the beach and you sit out and you look at the ocean, you realize, like, wow, like, I am a part of something that is so magical, right? Something that is so grand, right? It's like a natural phenomenon. That's why people go to the zoo. You go to the zoo because you get to see these elephants and these giraffes and these alligators and these lions. You get to see the manifestation of God, right? And so that's why you go to these places. So the boys in Thailand, they see this cave that is, you know, amazing, and they decide that they want to go and explore it. And it just so happened that when they went into that cave, a monsoon came in Thailand. What a monsoon is just rain for days, heavy rainfall for days and days and days and days and days, nonstop rain. And these boys, they get stuck in the cave. Did y'all watch that movie? Did y'all watch that movie on Amazon Prime? Such a good movie, right? A long one, but it's good. So they get stuck in the cave, natural disaster, a monsoon. They get stuck in this cave, and they're in there for 20-plus days. They're stuck in a cave for 20-plus days. And, you know, it took a special team of people to actually get those boys out, right? But the point that I'm making is that life is so, these natural disasters and Earth and this planet is so divine, it's so sacred, it's so magical, right? It really, really, it really, really is. And so, you know, these natural disasters are really just showing us that if we don't make these changes, if we don't move, if we don't do what we need to do, life will come and shake things up. And sometimes you can be collateral damage if you are not in alignment with your spirit, if you are not in alignment with your higher self, right? Like, I think about on that movie with Amazon Prime, there was one of those boys, I think it was like 13 kids, and then they had one coach that got stuck in the cave. But one of those boys in that movie, he did not go in the cave. He did not go in the cave. He didn't go in, okay? His mama told him, no, you need to come home at 5 o'clock or something like that. All of his teammates, they went in the cave. He went home because he did what his mama told him to do. He listened to that divine feminine energy. He listened to his mother, right? So he doesn't go in the cave. And so when the birthday party is about to start, the boy is like, you know, the mom is like, well, where are all your friends? And he's like, oh, they went to the cave. They went to the cave. They went to go explore. They went to go do that. And that's how they determined, that's how they realized that the boys were stuck in the cave. But that kid that listened, he followed his intuition. See, a lot of you get caught up in natural disasters. You get caught up in chaos because you're not tuned into your spirit. You're not tuned into your higher self, or you are afraid to listen to that intuitive knowing. Okay? And you end up being collateral damage, right? Because at the end of the day, if something needs to be cleared, if something needs to be cleansed, if something needs to be purged and purified, God, the Most High, the Divine, the universe is going to do that. It's going to happen. You have to understand that every location, this is so freaking sacred. I love this. But there's a spirit. There's an energy that is connected to these geographical locations. Okay? Y'all got to think. The planet Earth has been here for, we can't even conceptualize how long the planet Earth has been around. And so each of these locations, each of these, you know, points of land, right, have a meaning. They have a spiritual essence based off what has taken place in those geographical locations. Okay? And sometimes the energy that dwells in a certain space is not one that is of love. It's not one that is of, you know, of divinity. It's not one of power. And so a natural disaster will come to clear it out and make you have to rebuild. All right? Does that make sense? Like Ms. Blue said, if nothing else moves you, life will. And a lot of times in these specific locations, people are not moving. People are not growing. People are not accepting the change that must take place. They've lost their connection. They've lost their connection to the divine. They've lost that connection for whatever reason. All right? And so these natural disasters come to force you to go within. Because best believe one thing, you cannot control that hurricane. You cannot control a hurricane. You cannot control a tornado. But you can be spiritually protected, and therefore, you know, chaos could be happening all around you. A hurricane could be happening right outside. And you still maintain a certain level of peace within your being, a certain level of peace within your household. That's the realness. When I was a kid, I think the hurricane was called like Hurricane Ice, right, out here in Houston. And I vividly remember, oh, my God, it was just to me, and this is how I should have always known. This is how I should have always known that I was different from my family and everybody, because when a hurricane would come, I literally would be at the window looking out at it, right? Like, people would be like, you shouldn't be by a window. You shouldn't be. Nah, my ass was at the window really looking at this chaos take place, and it was always so beautiful. Always so beautiful. But I guess I just knew that I was, you know, spiritually protected in a sense. So I remember when I was a kid, Hurricane Ike, man, this hurricane came through and rocked Houston. And I remember just having to stay grounded. And I'm a kid at this time. I don't know how old, but I'm a kid. And I remember my family and I, we all sleep in the living room, right? We all sleeping in one room because there ain't no lights. It's dark as hell. I want to say lights was out for probably like 2 weeks then, you know. We having to cook food on the grill. We have candles and shit. And it's so crazy because it was like everybody else was asleep during the hurricane, and I'm just up. Like, I didn't sleep at all during that time. I could not sleep at all. But so much spiritual stuff was happening in that. I was just like, wow, I was blown away. I think even during that time was one of those moments, during Hurricane Ike was one of those moments where I had I had sleep paralysis. Everybody in my house sleep, and I'm like up, but I can't move. And I'm just like, this shit is crazy, right? But it's so funny because I was never able to talk to people in my family about those experiences. I was never able to tell them how I just kind of knew what was happening spiritually with these hurricanes, right? I just never could, you know, express that. So thank y'all. thank y'all for being a part of my sacred spiritual community with whom I could have these very spiritual conversations with. I appreciate y'all, right? So when these natural disasters come, it's really a tower moment. It's a tower moment for that geographical location, right? And like I said, if you know anything about the tarot, if you know anything about divination, a tower moment is when you're just being pushed, right? When you're being thrown out of a building. It's when you're jumping off the cliff. It's when you literally lose all control. You have no control. But the beautiful thing about that is that when you hit the ground, the only place you can go is up. So sometimes, family, the tower moment is really symbolic of loss, right? A loss of security, a loss of safety, a loss of, you know, a loss of finances. It just feels like, you know, the life as you've known it has changed. See, the beautiful thing is that the way you've been seeing life and the way that you've been living life is not at your fullest potential, right? You've probably been living life on such a small scale, and you got to get thrown off the building. Right, you got to get thrown out the building. You got to have that tower moment. You got to have that hurricane. You got to have that tornado to come and disrupt some shit in your life so that you are able to evolve, so that you are able to grow, and so that you're able to tap deeper into your purpose and into your divine state of being. Okay? A lot of times when you're having a spiritual blockage, it's because you are not facing the challenge. You're not rising up to the occasion. You're not doing what it is that you need to do to become who you are destined to be. You are just coasting. You just take, you know, you just living one day at a time, not really challenging yourself to grow, not really challenging yourself to evolve. And so things like that have to happen. That spirit, that energy absolutely has to be cleansed, absolutely has to be purged, absolutely has to be purified. Right? Man, I remember when Hurricane Katrina happened, and you know, Louisiana and Texas, we next door neighbors. So when Hurricane Katrina happened, so many people from New Orleans came to Houston, and it changed the city forever. It changed the city forever. It changed our schools forever. I literally remember all of the fights that were happening, you know, because, you know, people from New Orleans had came to Houston. I remember the chaos that had taken place during that time. Like, nothing was the same after that. I remember when Hurricane Katrina happened, we had one of those fat-ass desktop computers that got the butt on it and that, like, is like a dial-up computer. I remember this vividly. And I remember as it was happening, my mom calling us to the computer, and we were watching it. Like, I guess we were watching, like, some online news, or we were watching, I don't know how we were seeing it. We were seeing pictures or something. But I remember my mom just showing it to us and just being like, see, y'all got to be grateful for everything that you have. You got to be grateful for everything that you are. You just really have to be, you know, you really have to have gratitude. And it was such a powerful thing to see. And it was a sobering thing to see. I believe I was in middle school at that time. And it was so surreal, you know, seeing all of these people in that state of being, right? In that state of chaos, in that state of you have no control, you just have to move. It was such a surreal, magical thing. And that very next year, or a couple of months later, or the very next year, I ended up having a volleyball tournament in New Orleans. And that spirit there was so strong. It's like, you don't even know. Like, I was young. I was still a teenager, so I didn't even know how powerful the energy in New Orleans was. But when we went, and, you know, you're just driving around, and you're seeing a whole bunch of stuff, and you're seeing these buildings still not fixed up, you're seeing all of this chaos, I mean, it was just supernatural. And so I think that's something that when it comes down to these natural disasters, you have to understand that this is a supernatural thing at play. It really, really is. And in order for you to not experience some of the brunt of that, right, in order for you to not experience some of the brunt of that, one, you have to surrender into your intuition and trust and know and not be moving from a state of fear, but be prepared. Naturally, Nature says, South Florida here, hurricane party over here. Wow. Yeah. Man, listen, when Hurricane Harvey happened, this was in like 2015? No, not 2015. This was 2017. Yeah, I believe I was pregnant with Carl. Hurricane Harvey happened in 2017. Dream and I like, forget it. You know, it ain't going to be no real hurricane. They always talk about a hurricane. It ain't going to be nothing serious. We go to some friends' house. We go to some of our friends' house, and it was so funny because I was thinking about this on Saturday. We go to some friends' house. Their names are Jasmine and Steve. We go to Jasmine and Steve's house. They're a couple just like us. They have a son who's the same age as our son. She had just had a baby girl, and I'm pregnant with Kara. So these two people, they were like our doppelgangers in a sense, right? They were almost an exact reflection of us, right? They were exact reflection of us, but, you know, different poles, let's just say that. So we go to their house. We go to their house, and we, you know, we hanging out over there. We taking it for granted. We like, oh, this ain't about to be nothing for real. Let's just chill over their house. Mind you, they live about 20 minutes away from us. So something told us spiritually, all right, y'all need to go. While we driving, I want to say we driving for like, you know, 5-10 minutes or something like that. We got about 5 more minutes to make it to our house. This hurricane hit. This hurricane hit our ass on that road because we thinking we, you know, we partying. And yes, shout out to all the Florida people that's in the chat. I see y'all. South Florida. I love it. Thank y'all for being here. This is good. This is right on time for y'all. Thug it out. I'm telling you. Y'all can do this. Y'all, so Dream and I in the car, we got our one-year-old son. He probably wasn't even 1 year old yet. We got my big pregnant ass, and we got Dream, and I'm the driver. Y'all, when I tell y'all it was raining so hard, boy, we started calling on every single God, deity, Jesus, the Christ. Well, I mean, we started calling on everybody because in this crazy-ass storm, Hurricane Harvey, we literally, it was nighttime, and it's raining hard as hell. And if y'all ever seen hurricane rain, it's not what y'all think it is. Like, hurricane rain, the rain is literally moving, and it is moving fast, and it is moving at an angle, right? It's not like coming straight down like this. Like, the rain is coming sideways because that's how the wind is literally moving that rain. So we driving. It's nighttime, and we're driving over a bridge. I was definitely driving. You were not driving. Dream-wise, you were not driving. Absolutely not. I was absolutely driving. Absolutely driving. And we get it. When I tell you we was going hard on the affirmation, man, we was having to go hard because we needed to make it home. And when we got home, absolutely, Shangoya Dark, yes, it moved the car. Yes, the car was moving. And we're on top of a bridge. We're driving over water as well. We were really risking it all. We were risking it all, taking these hurricanes, you know, for granted. But we ended up making it home. Thank God. I had tailed closely behind the truck. There was this big old truck, this big old pickup truck. I had got close up on it and just was like, man, lead the way. And we ended up making it. And then it was so crazy because that hurricane ended up being way harder, way more challenging, way more surreal than we thought it was. But fortunately, during the hurricane, we made it home safely. I don't even think we lost life. I don't even think we lost power, but a lot of people around us did. And, you know, it was just there's so many blessings and concessions that come through these experiences. I mean, you really learn how strong you are. The last hurricane this wasn't even a hurricane, but it was still a natural disaster, that ice storm that happened out here in Houston. We literally had lost power for days. We lost power for days, but Dream and I and our kids, we didn't have Kimmy at the time. We just had the two babies. To come together, tap in, You know what I mean? And tap into a deeper level of strength and connectedness and spirit in that. And so when it comes down to these, exactly, Sakura, when it comes down to these natural disasters, when it comes down to these storms, when it comes down to these tornadoes and all of this stuff like that, there's really a spiritual cleansing that is taking place. And if you could see it that way, you're going to receive a lot. But at the same time, you have to be willing to surrender a lot of the issues and a lot of the tension and the tightness and the, you know, the issue that people have with these moments where spirit, the divine God is coming through and shaking some shit up, is that you're so attached to your humanity. You're so attached to the house. You're so attached to the car. You're so attached to a certain way of living and being. And when you have that attachment and it's so thick and it's so tight, this is when these natural disasters come through and really disrupt your life. I mean, I remember, like, again, when Hurricane Harvey happened, I had just started a new job at this new school where I was the head volleyball coach and PE teacher. And so I had just started working at the school. And then after Hurricane Harvey happened, you know, I had one way of getting to the school. Man, I had to be driving all types of detours to get to this school because the hurricane was so bad. Road closures. I mean, everything was just shut down. So I literally had to leave home 2 hours early, you know, to get to this school because I had to, you know, take these twists and turns. But it was so beautiful because in that, I was able to find these, I mean, I saw so many beautiful homes. I discovered areas of Houston that I had never seen before if I would have been stuck in the set way that I do things. So when these natural disasters come, it's an opportunity for you to open up, for you to be renewed, right? That's why after the tower card, the very next card that comes out in the tarot. So understand this, in tarot or tarot, however y'all say it, in these cards is a pathway, right? Or you could also think about this like, you know, the tree of life. It's a story. It's a system. It's a path that we are being given. And so after you have this moment of things being destroyed and dismantled and chaos happening, the very next card that comes out is the star card. And what the star symbolizes is faith. It symbolizes renewal. It symbolizes your aspirations. It symbolizes you moving forward and putting more time, more energy, more effort into yourself and nurturing you. So when these natural disasters happen, the specific location and the people and the spirit and the soul of that location is being asked to renew their faith. It's being asked to build upon something else. It's being asked to nurture, to nourish, and develop a deeper self, you know, a deeper self care. Okay, when disaster strikes, you gotta just let go. You just gotta let go. And as human beings, we are so used to wanting to be in control. We are so used to wanting things to be the way that we think that it should be, you know, based off of how we've been conditioned. All right? Last night I was on the phone with my grandmother. Something in my spirit, she just kept on coming up in so many different ways. And so we got on the phone. First of all, why old people be up so late? Do y'all notice that? Like, my grandmother literally does not go to sleep until, like, around 11, 12 o'clock. My ass be in the bed 9:30. And so when I called her yesterday, I was like, I know she's going to be up because it just seems like old people. It seems like once you hit that 60, once you get retired and all of that, you up late. So I called her. I'm like, Grandma, you know, what's going on? And she's like, yeah, I'm up. I'm like, you're not going to bed? She's like, no, we don't go to bed until around, like, 11, 12 o'clock. I was like, damn, okay. Well, let's talk. And so, you know, I just talked to her, and we ended up being on the phone for about an hour. Such a beautiful, powerful conversation. And we started talking about, you know, the hurricane that's happening in Florida. We started talking about, you know, what's actually coming up, these seasons that are actually changing. And she was like, yeah, we're getting prepared. We're getting prepared. And I'm like, Grandma, what you talking about? What you getting prepared for? Because ain't no hurricane out this way, mind you. She lives in Paris, Texas, which is, you know, right next to Dallas. It's kind of, it's North Texas. And she was like, yeah, we just get them prepared. We just stay ready for everything. And I was just like, okay. She was like, yeah, we bought us a little heater just in case we lose electricity. We have a heater that we could use and we're ready. She was like, she even started telling me, yeah, you know, we've been buying some stocks and bonds and things like that. Now, mind you, my grandmother has never talked to me about things like this. Right? I didn't know my grandmother knew anything about stocks, she knew anything about bonds, but the lesson and what I was receiving from her is that when you are prepared and chaos hits, you can surrender because you've done the work that you need to do to withhold that storm or to handle the storm. And I think a lot of times, family, the reason why we resist challenges is because we're not prepared. Mm. We're not prepared. Mm. Think about that. Mm. Think about that. My grandmother was like, yeah, we know things are going to be happening soon. And she's telling me shit because I'm not thinking about natural disasters. And my grandmother literally said out her mouth, she was like, yeah, y'all need to be preparing for a famine. I ain't thinking about that. I'm not going to be thinking about no famine and all of that. But, you know, we still want to be stocking up on food and doing all of those things like that because when you are prepared, you can be at peace. Right? When you are prepared, you can be in peace. And so we got to be prepared for everything. You got to be prepared for absolutely everything as much as you can. As much as you can be prepared. You know, some things happen spontaneously. Some things happen erratically. But this is why it's so important, family, to keep growing, to keep growing, to keep expanding, and to keep challenging yourself because life is always, we are always being shown what's to come. We are always being shown what's to come. And that's what led me here today. That's what actually led me here today. So last night, I had a dream. That Dream and I were going to be going to Miami. And we're getting in the car, and, you know, we got our backpack. We're headed to the airport. And for some reason, we get stopped, right? We get stopped, and we're like, they're like, no, you can't go to Miami. There's a storm happening. So, of course, and I wasn't even, and here's the thing. I was not even thinking about the storm that's actually taking place in Florida right now. That wasn't even on my mind. I hadn't been reading about it. I hadn't been thinking about it. It has not been in my scope this entire time. But when I had that dream last night, I was like, okay, well, let me look into this. But a part of the lesson that I learned in that is that we all have a destination that we got to get to, right? We think about Miami. Now, I don't know about y'all South Florida people, but people that don't live in Florida, we think about Miami, okay, that's fun, that's dreams, that's nakedness, that's the beach, that's this, you know, living this life, right? That's what we think. And so some may be thinking that a trip to Miami is luxurious. A trip to Miami is exciting. A trip to Miami is, you know, a good thing. And it is, right? But if you don't deal with the storms that are in your life, you can't even get to that destination. Right? If you don't deal, I know, let me... people that's over here on IG, let me put this phone on Do Not Disturb. I need to remember that all the time. Right? So it's like, if you don't deal with the storm, if you don't let them storms pass, if you don't face these challenges, if you don't overcome, then you can't even get to the destination. That's the real spiritual meaning. That's the real spiritual essence that I was receiving. We all got things that we want to do. We all got places that we're trying to get to, but we don't deal with the challenges and with the thoughts and with the emotions and with the actions that are standing in the way of us getting to that destination. We don't even do that. You know? We just be waiting for it to happen, waiting for something to happen, waiting for the shoe to drop, waiting for the storm to get here, waiting for the chaos to happen, waiting for the tower moment, just waiting for something to happen. Instead of you giving yourself the challenges and you preparing yourself right now so that when things do happen, you already know what to do. you know? And we be knowing what the hell to do. My grandmother was like, yeah, we stacking up on food. We got a heater. We ready for anything. This is what my grandmother's telling me, too, that we ready for anything. We're prepared for anything. And I got to take that to heart. I got to take that to heart because that was last night, and then I had the dream last night of me and Dream trying to go to Miami, and as we're en route to the airport to go, we're like, no, y'all can't go to Miami because there's a storm. So that's literally and figuratively. Literally, we know in Florida there's a storm happening right now. But spiritually, it's like, no, you have to deal with the storm that is within in order for you to get to your destination, in order for you to get to that luxury, in order for you to get to that experience, in order for you to get to that joy. Does that make sense, family? And it's crazy because I've had two dreams like that over the last few days. Another dream that I had was with my homegirl. We were just overcoming shit together. Like, we had to go through water, right? We had to go through, like, a snowstorm. We were going through different challenges together. We were overcoming different things together. And spirit is just always like, you know, stop fighting the current. Fighting the challenges. We be fighting, and spirit is like, just surrender. When you surrender, you will be given all of the information, all of the downloads that you need to actually overcome what is being presented in your life. But you be fighting. And spirit, in this moment right now, spirit is like, don't fight the cleansing. Don't fight the purification. Don't fight the growth. Don't fight the transformation, no matter how it has to come. Sometimes the transformation comes through a disagreement in your household or an argument. Sometimes the transformation comes through losing your job or losing a sense of security, right? Sometimes that's how the shit has to come. So we got to get it out of our minds that things have to go a specific way and understand that sometimes your challenges, your growth, your transformation, your healing, and you getting to the next level is going to come through a hurricane. It's going to come through a tornado. It's going to come through a tsunami. Okay? I am infinite being. I like that. I am infinite being said, we was never taught how to surrender, so I don't know what it looks like. Well, I'm glad you said that because that's what I want to talk to y'all about today. Okay? So, surrendering looks like embracing the messages and the intuitive knowings that are being presented to you, right? Surrendering looks like, okay, if you're having a certain feeling, right? You're having a certain feeling. You're having a certain thought that keeps coming up in your mind. Surrendering looks like accepting that it's there. See, a lot of times, even when we have certain emotions, we want to fight those emotions. We want to fight how we feel. We want to deny how we feel. We want to resist how we feel, right? Because maybe we've been taught that it's not okay to have certain emotions. Maybe we've been taught if you have this certain emotion or you have this certain thought, it makes you weak. It makes you bad. It means that you're unhealed, right? So a lot of times we have these thoughts and we judge ourselves, or we have these emotions that we judge ourselves for, and we resist it. Surrenderance looks like, okay, you know what? I'm bored right now. Surrenderance looks like, you know what? I'm angry right now. It is what it is. Surrenderance looks like, okay, you know what? I'm feeling some type of way right now. And instead of me trying to force myself to be high vibrational, I'm going to surrender to the feeling, allow myself to be present with it, and then move forward. Dream says, don't be afraid of the dark times. See, we be upset about the argument or the disagreement in your household. You be mad about that. I know sometimes I do. I be having to learn to fight, be like, okay, you know what? This is where we're at. This is what we're doing. Okay, let's do it. You know? Sometimes surrendering looks like acceptance, right? It looks like acknowledging and accepting what is actually happening in front of you. Surrendering looks like, okay, taking a step back and not always trying to fix something. See, a lot of times, family, we get so caught up in this masculine energy and we're always trying to fix. And maybe we just need to take a step back and let things speak itself. Right? Let things speak itself. Let the storm do what it's going to do. And trust what is actually happening. Trust the moment that you are in. Okay? You know? A lot of times, specifically people of color, we're taught that we have to make things happen all the time. I got to make this happen. I got to do this. I got to do this. I got to force the situation. And we don't learn, and we don't know that there's power in that feminine energy. There's power in just being receptive to whatever the lesson actually is. There's power in just allowing whatever download, whatever transformation, whatever comes about. There's power in that. You know? My grandmother last night was just like, I'm so proud of you, Desi, because we can have these conversations. We can be open-minded. We can agree to disagree. Even though it may not, we don't have to say, okay, let's agree to disagree, but it just happens like that. Right? Acceptance and surrender is not like trying to fight or force the issue. Like, it's not trying to make whatever your point of view is be the thing. Right? Surrendering control and really just trusting, man. Oh, man. Listen, the last time there was something happening, a storm or something was happening out here in Houston, and Dream, being his masculine energy, come on, man, we got to go in a room that don't have no windows, and we got to get as far away from the windows as possible, and we got to, and first of all, y'all, in Houston, we don't have no basements, you know, in Houston. There are no basements in Houston because the way this place is situated, we flood and things like that. So having basements is not happening here, right? So Dream, being in his masculine energy, is like, no, we got to do this. We got to go in this closet and we got to do this and do that. But my feminine intuition is just like, ain't no hurricane, ain't no tornado, ain't nothing about to hit this house. We are good. We can actually go to sleep. But at the same time, I had to surrender to him being that masculine, him being that leader type energy. I had to just surrender, even though I knew within my spirit, right? And that's the thing. Surrendering means you listen to your spirit and you do not allow your egoic mind to get you into that state of fear, right? So, yes, we were receiving notifications on our phone that was saying, you know, pray or watch and things like that. But my spirit had already told me, like, no, y'all are fine. Just get some rest. Go to sleep. You're good. My spirit had already told me that intuitively. But Dream was like, no, let's go in this closet and let's go in this bathroom. Let's just get as far away from these windows as possible. And I was just like, okay, you know what? Let's go. And so I sat there with him with the kids. And I'm like, how long do you want to be in here? Because I'm telling you, my intuition, I have no anxiety right now. I am in such a state of peace right now. Exactly, like Love and Be said. Love and Be said, make peace with it. You're not what you're experiencing. You have the power to refocus and change your experience. And that was it. My spirit was so at peace. I knew that we could rest. I knew that we were fine, regardless of, you know, with the phone, regardless of the notifications that they were giving, I knew that we were fine. So at the same time, I had to surrender to him in that masculine role. But after we stayed in the bathroom for like an hour, I was like, babe, let's go to bed. Finally, he had to surrender to me in that divine feminine essence and just be like, all right, come on, let's go to bed. And so us and our kids, we all slept in the same bed and we were all fine. Peace, Mark, hey, sis, you know, and we were fine. So, family, these natural disasters, it really just be a spiritual message of cleansing and purification that is actually required of you in any given moment. You have to understand that things that are happening on this earth is always going to be a reflection of the heart, right? Things that are happening on this earth, things that are happening on this planet are always a reflection of what is happening at the heart. right? Because the earth is essentially just a big old heart, right? That's why all the same letters that are in earth are in heart, right? All you got to do is move the H from the back and put it at the front and you get heart. And so when hurricanes are happening and natural disasters and tornadoes and tsunamis or whatever, you're being forced to look at what is in your heart, because a lot of times some of the things that are in our heart is not even based on what is in alignment with our higher self, right? You know, if everything in your heart was in alignment with what was, you know, what was in the higher self, the energy of my eye, the Libra energy wouldn't even exist. Y'all think about it. We are in Libra energy. We are in Libra energy, meaning the scale, meaning my eye, meaning is your heart as light as a feather. So there are people in these specific geographic regions who have heavy hearts, who have hearts that are full of hate and chaos and things like that. And so these natural disasters happen to purify the heart, to purify the earth, all right? So you have to understand that what is being asked of us in these moments is that we make radical change, right? And so all my people who are in South Florida right now, I want to ask y'all, let me know in the chat, what radical change do you feel is being asked of you in this moment? Right? What radical change is being asked of you in this moment? Peace, Iman. Hey, sis. Right? That's the real question right now. Family, if you are experiencing a spiritual blockage, and the spiritual blockage comes by, you know, it can be a delay, right? You could have expected something to happen at a specific time and it doesn't happen. You got a manifestation that you've been working on, but for some reason it just is not coming to pass. You know, all of these different things are a sign of a spiritual blockage, right? Maybe there's a detour. Maybe there's a detour. Maybe you keep on getting turned around. Maybe you think you're going in one direction and it ends up being something else, right? Whatever that energy is, this is how spiritual blockages manifest. Spiritual blockages manifest as confusion, right? Spiritual blockages manifest as confusion, as detours, as delays, as things just not happening the way that you intended, the way that you set out for them to happen. And a lot of times when that's happening, family, you have to ask yourself, what radical change, right? What radical change am I being asked to make, but I'm resisting it, and therefore I'm being blocked? What movement is being asked of me, and I'm fighting this movement, I'm resisting this movement, and therefore I'm experiencing this power moment. I'm experiencing this hurricane, this tornado. When you look at your life, when you look at yourself, when you look within you and you make those radical changes and you make those shifts and you do what it is that you need to do, you don't have to worry about a natural disaster because you're doing what it is that you need to do. You're listening to that call, even though it may be challenging. It may be hard as hell to embrace and embody this new state of being that your higher self is calling forth from you. It may be challenging because it's new. It's uncomfortable. You haven't done it before. Okay? It's different because you're so comfortable being a certain type of way, being a certain type of person. But when you refuse that change, when you don't embrace and embody this new earth that is asking to be birthed from you, right? This is when you get a hurricane in your own life. This is when a tornado hits your house. This is when your house gets flooded, your car gets flooded, right? This is when, you know, you are without power for days and days and days and days and days. This is when you have an earthquake and your whole life is shaken up. So I keep on telling y'all, family, the energy that we are in right now is asking us to really open ourselves up to change and becoming a new person. And simple things like your eating habits, like I Am Infinite Being said over here on YouTube, saying that Sakura, your eating habits, sometimes people think that that is such a minute thing, which reminds me, that's something that me and my grandma were talking about yesterday. Last night, me and my grandma on the phone, we were on the phone from like 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. We literally talked for an hour last night. And we were talking, and she asked me, she said, she's so funny. She said multiple things. She said, have you found a job? It's one of the things that she asked me. I said, Grandma, I am pursuing my purpose, Grandma. I'm not going back to no job. She said, okay, well, I just want you to be happy. I just want you to be prepared. And I get it. You know, she's asking that because she's being fed with the rhetoric from the news of recession and economy crashing. And so I get 100% why she is asking me that. But I told her, no, Grandma, I am embodying this change. I'm embodying this new state of being. It's challenging. It's uncomfortable. I don't have every single answer, but I'm walking in it. And I have to tell her, you know, Grandma, like, literally, even if I wanted to get a job, my spirit is like, no, you're not doing that. It's not happening. You know, and I got to just trust that. I got to trust that, Grandma. Then she said, well, how are you doing with your eating? Because I told her for the last couple of months I haven't been eating any meat, no fish, no animal products at all for the last, since the end of June. So since July, I have not eaten anything that is animal products, right? No dairy, no fish, no nothing like that. And she's like, well, how's that going? I'm like, it's going great, Grandma. Well, are the kids still eating fish and stuff? No, they're not eating none of that because I don't cook it. Well, how are they taking it? Yeah, Grandma, they're doing great with it. They don't, it doesn't bother them not one bit. Okay? Well, what about your husband? I'm like, yeah, he's fine. He's making it happen. It's good. She's like, oh, well, that's good. I said, well, what about your eating habits, Grandma? How's your eating habits going? She's like, yeah, girl, it's going good, you know. It's going good. My eating habits are going good. I'm like, good, Grandma. I'm glad. I'm glad that you eating a new way and it's creating a difference in your life because you decided to embrace the radical change. You decided that you were going to do something different. My grandma has been eating well recently. She's been eating very well. She went to the doctor sometime this week, and she was like, when she went to the doctor was like, you're good. Don't come back unless you need to. I don't have to, you know, set up another appointment for you. I don't have to send you to nobody else. You're good. I was like, Grandma, yes. You see what making changes does for you? She was like, yeah, you're right. And then at the end of the conversation, she was just like, I'm so glad that you and I can have these open-minded conversations. I know we don't always agree on the same things, but I'm just glad that we can do it. I'm like, yeah, thank you. You know, thank you, Grandma. We're going to keep going. In her mind, she still has her beliefs. She still thinks that I probably should get a job. I probably should feed my kids some meat. You know, she probably thinks that. But the point is, family, is that you are being asked to make radical change. And I'm not saying that the radical change comes from quitting your job. I'm not saying that it comes from being a vegan. I don't know what your radical change is. Only you do. What I do know is that when you don't take the radical change, this is when natural disasters happen in your space, right? Something my grandma said last night that was so clever, she was like, yeah, we're in our own world. She was like, yeah, we're just in our own world, you know. I was like, you are so right, Grandma. I said, you are so right. We are all in our own world. We are all in our own universe, and we got to keep pushing, keep moving, no matter what. The external world is saying. It doesn't matter what, you know, the news is saying, what these other people are saying. You are in your own world, and within your own world, you're being asked to do some stuff. You're being asked to make some moves, make some changes, do something radical. I'm telling you. Here's something radical that I'm about to start doing for y'all. First of all, I want to say hey to Estella. Hey, Estella Mack. Long time no see, sis. I want to know how you're doing because it's been a long time since I've seen you, and I'm very interested in how you are doing, sis. I hope you are well. Shout out to you, Iman, for quitting your job in August. Sis, you found your purpose. You've been new it, but you are so gifted and so talented, and so it's time for you to really spread your wings and pursue that which you love and keep doing that healing work. You know, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful that you're doing that. It's so beautiful. And Dream, your mama thinks you worship the devil because you be saying devilish things. His mama was just over here the other day, and he was saying stuff to her. I'm like, why are you saying that to her? Why are you saying that to her? He will say stuff like, yeah, Ma, it's the devil. You know, the devil made me do it. He says stuff like that, but he's only doing that. At the end of the day, he's triggering her for sure, but it's not in a bad way. Sometimes, family, when you are being triggered, it's so that you rise above. It's so that you separate from the ways that you've indoctrinated yourself, from the beliefs that you've been holding on to, and so that you grow. Like when I tell my grandma, no, grandma, I'm not going back to work. I'm not going back to a job. That probably triggers the hell out of her. She probably, like, cleanses up and is just like, ooh. You know, she probably clenches up a little bit when she hears me say that. But it triggers her to know that there's another way. There's a greater way, right? There's a greater way. And, y'all, like, if your spirit has been telling you stuff, I'm here right now to give you the understanding that you need to move with it. You have to move with it, right? Again, right, like I am infinite being says he's being told that he needs to pursue his business and put that over his 9-to-5. Yeah, you may need to do that. That may not mean that you need to quit right now, though. I am not telling you that. I'm not going to tell any one of y'all to just quit your job, because let me tell y'all something. This entrepreneurial ventureship, it's a whole bunch of trial and error. It's a whole bunch of wins and it's a whole bunch of losses. And if you don't have the proper foundation and you just jump out, baby, that's a tower moment ready to happen. So if you are a person and you're being called to pursue your purpose and focus on your business, great, do that. But you need to build a foundation first. You need to build a foundation first. You need to know the direction that you are going in, right? You need to build a foundation and understand where you are going. You need to have a vision for yourself, and you need to start walking that path. You've got to start walking that path. And Diana Sakura, if your stomach be hurting and everything, you damn sure know you need to change the way that you're eating. Right? Exactly. Healed and Gloss on Instagram. Preparation. That's the whole thing that I'm telling y'all. When it comes down to when it comes down to even these natural disasters, you must be prepared for the shit. You must be prepared for the transformation. You have to get ready, right? Stay ready so you don't have to get ready. And that is a very spiritual thing. That is a very, very spiritual thing, right? Because what's happening when these shifts happen, this is that Ganesha energy. This is the opening of the way. Where is that Ganesha spray? Look, this is that Ganesha energy. This is the opening of the way. Sometimes that opening of the way is going to come through chaos. Sometimes the opening of the way is going to come through a hurricane, a tornado, an earthquake, quitting your job, being fired from your job. Let's just call it what it is. Quitting your job, being fired from your job, losing a relationship, something happening within the family, an argument with your husband or wife, an argument with your kids. Sometimes the chaos is going to come, or the transformation is going to come in ways that are unpleasant. Nobody said everything had to come, you know, your growth had to come from peaches and cream. That's not the reality of what this is. Okay? My grandma said she went to the post office this week, and she said she wanted to stop using. She became a Jehovah's Witness a couple of years ago. Let's just say that. She became a Jehovah's Witness a couple of years ago. So crazy, because my entire childhood, my grandmother had no spiritual, she had no spiritual basis, no spiritual grounding. Like, my grandma did not go to church. She did not talk about spirituality. And it's so funny, because last night she said that to me. She was just like, yeah, when y'all were coming up, I wasn't into no form of spirituality at all. This is what she said to me. I was like, yeah, you're right, Grandma. Like, whenever we came to your house, we knew we wasn't going to no church. We knew we wasn't doing nothing like that. Yes, appreciate the love, Roku. I appreciate that. But we knew we weren't doing anything like that. But now that she became a Jehovah's Witness, she don't deal with nothing political. She don't deal with nothing, no birthdays, nothing, no humanity, nothing like that. And so she was like, she went to the post office. And she had some, the lady had given her some stickers that were, I guess, were like a Democratic type sticker. It was like a flag or something. And she was like, can you please give me some other stickers? Like, I really don't want stickers that have a United States of America flag on it. You know, I'm just not there. And so the lady's going through all of these stickers, and she comes up on a sticker that's an elephant. And my grandma says, that one, right? My grandma says, that's the one right there. And she explains to the post office lady how much she loves elephants. Now, mind you, I don't know why in the hell my grandma is telling me this, right? Nothing in our conversation has led up to her telling me that she went to the post office the other day, and because she doesn't deal in politics no more, you know, she don't want the American flag stamp. She wants something different, and it's elephant. And it's elephant. And her and the lady get into a whole conversation about why they love elephants and so on and so forth, and they end up coming up to this, you know, agreement that they're going to go to an elephant sanctuary that's in, like, Oklahoma. It's an elephant sanctuary where you get to, like, drive on the car and see all of these elephants doing their best thing or whatever. Elephants. And I'm like, okay, Spirit, I'm hearing you, because that's so random, but that's so spiritual that she's saying that. Dinesha, spiritual cleansing right now, spiritual purification. Things are opening up right now. And that does not mean that it's always going to be pleasant. Sometimes it's going to be challenging. Sometimes it's going to feel like your back is up against the wall. Sometimes it's going to feel like the fight. But that's where radical change and transformation actually comes from. And as you take a step towards that change and transformation, this is how things open up for you. And yes, absolutely, my grandmother is Dinesha. It's so freaking spiritual. I cannot even play with y'all. If I wasn't live on Instagram right now, I would show y'all how all of this shit has just been aligning this week. So I'm in a coaching session with a young lady. And some way, somehow, we start talking about my midwife who made the transition in 2021 on Easter. She made the transition on 2021 on Easter, and a part of her background was she was our midwife, of course. She had four children. And before she died, two of her four children had died, right? One died from cancer. One died from suicide. Thank you, Afua. I always have to take a moment and say thank you whenever I'm sharing her story, because her story is one of very, very deep healing, very deep transformation. It's one of forgiveness. And I always have to just take a moment and say thank you for the ability to share her story, because I tell you, I always can sense her energy whenever I'm telling her story. But the other day in a coaching client, I was talking to my client, and, you know, my client was in her feelings, you know, she was having some feelings, she was having, you know, a certain experience that she was going through, and I just told her, I was like, you know, we were talking about her mother. Her mother made the transition when she was a child, and I was telling her, you can talk to your ancestors. You can talk to them right now, like just because they're not here in the physical, and it doesn't matter how long they've been gone, you can have a conversation with them. And I was just telling her that, and I was telling her, like, my midwife. I was like, my midwife just keeps coming through. Like, I just keep thinking about her. I keep feeling her energy. I was in a spiritual bath, and I was just asking her for help. Like, my intuition just knew to talk to her, right? Because that's just what I felt. That's just what I trusted. So freaking divine how this works. And so, like, even last week, I think I brought up my midwife in the video. I brought up her energy because that's just, she's just present right now. And so I talked to my coaching client about her. This was on Sunday. I talked to my coaching client about her, and we're doing that. And then I come downstairs from the coaching client, and I get on Instagram. See, people be thinking, you know, being on your phone and being on technology is a problem, but spirit comes through in so many different forms. You cannot limit how your spiritual message is going to come through. It may come through just on Instagram, and you don't even know. All right, you don't even realize it. But I come down, I sit on the couch, and I go to Instagram, and I click on my midwife, her midwifery business is called The Birthing Place. And even though she's made the transition, they're still running business. They are still catering to women and delivering babies. So I clicked on her story. I didn't even do this consciously. It just happened. I clicked on her story, and I see a picture of my grandmother, who I just got off the phone with yesterday. This happened on Sunday. I see a picture of my grandmother and my midwife on a picture. Listen to me. I get off this call on Sunday with my client, and I tell her, your ancestors are always coming through. You can have a conversation with them. They can help you right now in the moment. Listen to what they're saying, right? And the very first thing I see is my grandmother and my midwife on a picture together. And Dream knows, he was sitting on the couch. I said, oh, shit. I just kind of flew back in my chair because I was so shocked. I was like, oh, shit, that's my grandma. And I click on the video. This is so freaking spiritual. Thank you to both of these beautiful, powerful women. You got Dinesha. That is my grandmother. My grandmother is the Dinesha energy. If anybody who knows my grandmother knows, she loves elephants. She has 1,000 different elephants in her house in the form of pictures and figurines and statues and all of that. She has an affinity for elephants, and she's not a Delta. Let's just throw that out there. And then my midwife, who is the goddess Ishtar, she's a midwife. She's delivered over 1,000 babies. So you got my grandmother who has 1,000 elephants. She will tell you this. She will tell you I have like over 1,000 different things that are elephants, just little trinkets like everywhere, right? And then my midwife who has delivered over 1,000 babies. So you got Ishtar and you got Dinesha coming together, one picture. And I fly out of my chair, and Dream is like, oh, no, you got to call your grandma. I don't know what that's about. That's spiritual. I don't know what that's about. So, and it's so funny. I open up the story because, you know, when people, what they posted was a post that they made a story. So when you click on that and you go to the actual post, you can see the whole thing. So I'm going, I see the whole thing, and my midwife is dancing in the video. My midwife is dancing in the video, and my grandmother is just looking at her. My grandma's just looking at her in amazement because my midwife is so radical.
Have you seen the grid? Open up that eye. I know they see the trails all up in the skies. Ancestors around me blowing with the sage smoke. And I sleep around here, yeah, I stay woke. Plant seeds in the soil, yeah, I'm in the garden. Trying to break the system down, that's where we get started. Eating clean, ain't trying to kill us with these GMOs. Running with a pack of wolves like I'm in Minnesota. Black fist up, yeah, it's getting real. Energy in motion, no more sitting still. Liberating minds, no more chains on you. My knowledge be the bullish when I bang on you. Spreading all this love for these hating niggas. Always dropping jewels cause I stay with them. Cleaning up this mother earth, yeah, we gotta live. It's okay to take a little, but be down to give. Geometric signs got me tapped in. Said watch this knowledge make you hit a backflip. We living in the now, you talking past tense. This light I got is shining everlasting. Hey, watching all the news say the same shit. Feeding you this bullshit information. They gotta keep you ill, they make money off medication. What keeps the system going is really the education. Killer flu shots, poison babies with these vaccines. High frequency, you don't know, you better ask me. While you're talking, I'll be looking at the fact sheet. Subconscious got me sitting in the backseat. Yeah, you see the chakras, man, I got them lined up. Starting from the bottom, now the mind rising up. Still sleeping, I ain't worried cause they time is up. Universal cosmos, I see it lining up. Gotta keep it real, they be looking like a mannequin. Start talking healthy, everybody gets to panicking. Lost in illusions, they can't see through the fantasy. I'm 360, Fibonacci with the galaxy. Sun gazing feet, grounded to the source though. Tapped in with the still free to go. Have you seen the grid? Open up that eye. Know they see the trails all up in the sky. Ancestors around me blowing with the sage smoke. Ain't no sleeping around here, yeah, I stay woke. Ancestors around me blowing with the sage smoke. Ain't no sleeping around here, yeah, I stay woke.
All right, guys, welcome back. All right, I hope you guys got something out of that. You know, I had to cut the lecture because I have things that I need to do and start my day. So, although I don't like using but, because they say everything before the but is bullshit. So I like to use although or yet or, you know. However, the link to her channel, to their channel, is going to be in the show notes, okay? So go and subscribe to their content, guys, Dreamwise, and I believe that's his wife. Wonderful. Great insight and information. You know, I like following brothers and sisters in the spiritual community. I call it the spiritual color community, but I really don't feel like most people are really, I mean, you kind of automatically a part of it because if you're bringing content or whatever, but a lot of us don't subscribe to that cult shit. You know what I'm saying? So gratitude to Dreamwire and his wife for the information and everything that they put forth onto the world. You definitely appreciate it. I enjoyed listening to that because, yeah, I mean, she said it all, you know. I mean, how are you perceiving life, you know what I mean? Are we always perceiving with our two eyes to where in which we're programmed, you know, programmed for us, you know what I mean? This shit is on deeper levels, guys. If we're not thinking for ourselves first time, we gonna be in trouble, especially now, you know. So these hurricanes or these natural disasters, you know, the hurricane in your own life, how are we, you know, how are we navigating in our own eyes of our own storms, you know what I mean? That's what I got from that. You know, so join me. Royal Rising Information is going to be kind of on a random basis, guys. I'm not going to commit to do it every day. But when I do feel the urge to come on and give that, I will. Please join me every weekend at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, Motivational Classroom and Spiritual Soul Sunday. I'm on every weekend, guys. If you want to come through, slide through, you know, have an idea, anything, you can always email me, too, at enhancingawarenessradio@gmail.com. I'm going to be including my link tree soon, too. But if you want to book an appointment, schedule, anything, Intuitive Soul Sessions is my link tree. So soul is spelled S-O-L. So Intuitive S-O-L Sessions, that's my link tree. All right? So Intuitive S-O-L Sessions is my link tree, guys. If you want to find me on Linktree and book a session with me or donate or anything like that, definitely appreciate that. All right, guys, well, that's all I got for you. Hope you guys enjoy your weekend and the rest of your week. Hope you guys are staying balanced. Oh yeah, I did pull. Let me go ahead and give y'all my collective reading pool that I pulled for the collective. For myself and the collective, right? So four is the number of the foundation for four today, all right? So Mayat is about transformation. She's about balance, and she's about intuition. A lot of our intuitions has been heightened. Listen to your heart, you guys, your feelings, you know, how your feelings flowing. Yeah, listen to your heart, you know. Clean house. Now's the time to clean house. You know, any of your baggage, emotions, anything that's not self-serving you for your highest, it's time to clean house, all right? And all within all of that, guys, is going to lead you up to wisdom, all right? So in short, that's my collective reading for you guys. Linktree, Intuitive Soul Sessions, if you want to book. Soul is spelled S-O-L. All right, Indian Sessions. All right, guys, till next time. Remember, we are all reflections of one another, right? Both high and low. All right, guys, till next time.
Of myself and who I stay around, yeah. We live in God and we ain't never coming down, yeah. My chakras is aligned from the root to the crown, yeah. Music killing, you can feel it in the sound, yeah, yeah. Reflections of myself and who I stay around, yeah. We live in God and we ain't never coming down, yeah. My chakras is aligned from the root to the crown, yeah. Music killing, you can feel it in the sound, yeah, yeah. Reflections of myself, I know I'm all around, yeah. I'm with the gods and we ain't never coming down, yeah. The way that we moving is looking alarming, I hope you know it ain't no drill. I move like a panther, but no, I'm a lion, that system, I come for the kill. I'm feeling like Neo, just tapping himself, but I got this shit for real. I'm spiritual with it, but that don't mean try me, cause I'ma be gripping that steel. They ask if I mess with the Bible, they ask if I'm eating McDonald's. I swear that this knowledge is vital, but most people be stuck in denial. Who told you that you wasn't human? Your mind is what they trying to ruin. I got one in primordial fluid. Anything that you think you can do it. This life ain't what it seems. That frequency hidden is getting extreme. Don't get stuck in the dream. Subconsciously moving, I think like a king. Reflections of myself and who I stay around, yeah. We live in God and we ain't never coming down, yeah. My chakras is aligned from the root to the crown, yeah. Music killing, you can feel it in the sound, yeah, yeah. Reflections of myself and who I stay around, yeah. We live in God and we ain't never coming down, yeah. My chakras is aligned from the root to the crown, yeah. Music killing, you can feel it in the sound, yeah, yeah. On a mission, make decisions for our visions, yeah. These niggas talking, they ain't walking, they ain't about it, yeah. All that chasing that money ain't freedom as long as you paying them payments. Minding my business and learning my lessons, I know this shit testing my patience. Mastering myself, whoa, this energy feeling so sacred. I am not in human form, I am not stressed about races. Why you wanna play a role? Got all my traps up in boxes. Putting limits on ourselves, we could be higher than cops. It's lying. Gotta learn to always stay humble if you trying to contain all this knowledge. You will never experience what we saying if you never just deal with that blockage. We evolving through this process, we got the keys like a locksmith. Full momentum, ain't no stopping this, we are way more than heaven sent. Reflections of myself and who I stay around, yeah. We live in God and we ain't never coming down, yeah. My chakras is aligned from the root to the crown, yeah. Music killing, you can feel it in the sound, yeah, yeah. Reflections of myself and who I stay around, yeah. We live in God and we ain't never coming down, yeah. My chakras is aligned from the root to the crown, yeah. Music killing, you can feel it in the sound, yeah, yeah. Tell me what you wanna tell me, man. Stop running from the feeling, ayy. Hoping we can coalesce one day, but we gotta get a better feeling, ayy. Healing always only been a mission, ayy. Reflect, project, got this coming from the Mr. Music system. Span open, holding full attention, I'm drifting, yeah. Iron the wheel now, so don't tell me my mind cannot feel now, yeah. And I feel like I'm here now, and I'm crystallizing on my build now, yeah. And never conversate, fate, ayy. We don't even have a conversation, ayy. Vibrate a different space, ayy. Wait, why not get a sense of place, ayy. Feel what I feel, so I'm giving my mind and my body everything in progress. S. Talking about it, the proof is the energy for me, always feeling present, yeah. Reflections of myself and who I stay around, yeah. We live in God and we ain't never coming down, yeah. My chakras is aligned from the root to the crown, yeah. Music killing, you can feel it in the sound, yeah, yeah. Reflections of myself and who I stay around, yeah. We live in God and we ain't never coming down, yeah. My chakras is aligned from the root to the crown, yeah. Music killing, you can feel it in the sound, yeah, yeah.
Keep us down cause we so far above. The cosmos, my makeup, we are the creators. We've been here for ages, just reincarnated. Adjusting my thoughts, now I'm feeling connected. You do for yourself, then they calling you selfish. I am that I am, become one with these elements.
I am the element, one with the element. I am the element, becoming one with the element. I am the element,
one with the element.
I am the element, becoming one with the element.
I am the element,
one with the element.
I am the element,
becoming one with the element. I am the element.
One with the element.
I am the element. Becoming one with the element.
Look, I'm just trying to spread the light. Dropping knowledge on sight. Can't stop the truth. Earth, wind, fire, water. Yeah, you feel the elements. Time to get in. I'm one with the sun all day. At night time, I'm one with the moon. Tapping in with all these frequencies. Mind going up like a high balloon. I think it's time to go within now. Cause this ain't the first time we've been around. Can you hear the sound? Please, no interference. Dropping knowledge, nowhere near finished. Feet grounding while I'm levitating. This is healing music, yeah, we medicating. Meditating, elevating, never waiting. Mother nature got me out here celebrating. Cause
I am the element, one with the element.
One with the element.
I am the element, becoming one with the element.
I am the element,
one with the element.
I am the element,
becoming one with the element.
I am the element,
one with the element.
I am the element,
becoming one with the element.
I am the element,
one with the element.
I am the element,
becoming one with the element.